Did you catch that hitch at the end there? That was automatic. Freeze fry. What's up, Jake? Good morning,
Hey
Dr.
man,
Prendeni.
yeah, the Michael Bercy. How we doing today?
I'm outstanding. Any better, I'd be in pain. How's life over there in the big city?
The big city. Yeah, we're like, I don't even know that we are within 4 hours of anything that somebody would consider a big city. Honestly, within that way it goes. But yeah, things are good. Water is open. Fishing is available again. We are very excited to be in the throes of almost summer. So yeah, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of spring and fall. They're my favorite seasons, no question. But yeah, summer in the Northwoods is pretty good too.
Sweet. I can't get over, I went back and narcissistically look listened to some of our podcast, and I that whole stoicism piece, that was a good episode. If you guys haven't, I don't know which one it was, but if you guys haven't checked out that stoicism piece on Total Disruption, on the Apple podcast, or listen to it on Spotify or Amazon or E360, I suggest wherever you're listening to us, you go back and check it out. We brought up some really cool stuff, and a lot of our guests have referenced that. And I think people really are going down the communication path and the mindset path. So I wanted to talk today about being in a conversation. And if you've ever been in a conversation before, and I find myself doing this sometimes, I try to sometimes, not all the time, right? Most of the time, I don't do this because I catch myself, because it's a habit that I have forced myself to break. And it comes from my former profession. I start trying to get on somebody else's page when I'm talking to them a lot. And I start saying things that are maybe not, I wouldn't normally say. I start giving points of view, or I find myself saying things extra. Normally, I wouldn't say it. And I wanted to cover that today for the people out there that suffer from this, either in personal conversations or professional conversations. Now, I don't know if you've ever done that before. And I'm not talking about like changing points of view or lying. I'm just talking about like normally, like why would I comment on something that it could be a football play, it could be a paint color, it could be something. I find myself sometimes opening my mouth when I normally wouldn't. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's a human nature piece, and without knowing exactly the context of every one of those conversations, what you're kind of describing to me, I've totally done it. I can't say we've all done it. I mean, I would like to, but I've absolutely done it. And there's a little bit of the desire to be part of the conversation. So that's kind of a out. You're on the outside looking in. Two people are having a conversation. They're kind of, depending on how they're set, they're open to a third party being there. And in order to interject ourselves into the conversation, to be part of something, we will make a comment somewhere like that. Yeah, excuse me. Holy cow. Welcome to spring. And I've been fighting it. Mike knows. I was talking about it earlier. Allergies are a thing right now. But yeah, speaking of interjecting yourself into a conversation, there's a way to do it. Just shock them, shock the system.
I'm gonna get the mute button ready for you, man.
Yeah, get the mute button ready when you see me getting all frothy.
Like a little, you're gonna be on timeout.
Yeah, but I think it is. I think it's a desire to be part of something. So we are searching for something that we have any anecdote to be able to bring into the conversation. Not that we necessarily have something of value. We just want to be part of it. We just want to be part of something. And I think that's a human nature piece that we're asking to be part of it. We make a comment or and it's, do we have to do it? No, it's probably not even a conversation that we need to be a part of if it's not something of interest or something we don't have something to say. We just have to wait for our moment. But I just think as humans, we just don't do that. We're interested in being part of that pack, right? We're a pack animal. So we just want to be part of the conversation. So we'll do that. There's nothing right, wrong, or indifferent about it. That is just simply a you're reaching out instead of being invited into the conversation. Instead of somebody saying, "Hey, Mike, what do you think about that?" You'll just, I'm going to tell you what I think about that because I want to be part of this. I want to hang out with you people.
Well, I think I, you know, let's talk about a framework. I'm always about frameworks. Here, the older I get and the longer I'm around and the more things I learn, I like to have like a framework of an idea. If I have a deficiency somewhere, don't make me mute you, man. I'm ready.
You ready to mute me? Yeah, I got past it.
So I like some sort of framework because the way I learn is I start coaching myself obsessively throughout the day and obsessively throughout a 5-7 day period. And then I probably retain a good 30 to 40% of what I'm trying to do. And then I find myself in these situations and I'm like, ooh, I'm in a situation versus shoot, I should have done that in that last situation. So that's just the way I work. And since we're on Total Disruption and, you know, we're kind of in our world, this is how it goes, right? So I like to think about it in the way of what's the meaning of what I'm trying to do? If I'm trying to fit in or step up, or if I'm trying to get a little bit closer in communication or connection with somebody I'm around, this could be another parent. It could be a coworker, it could be a colleague, it could be a professional connection, it could be a new prospect. You know, I want to make sure that I'm responsible for what am I trying to, what am I meaning here? What is my essence? What's my presence saying to somebody else? And am I saying things just to say it? How clear am I? And remember, I'm going to scale back a second. This is a framework to teach if you don't like something. Like I clearly don't like the part about me that wants to speak and that always thinks, you know, sometimes silence is a problem, or I'm trying to fit into a crowd, or I'm trying to be a little bit memorable and making sure that I'm not a mute stick in the mud while I'm in a social setting. But I want to make sure that I'm at least conscious in my during the week training and that clarity, right? And then sticking to my responsibility, right? And then owning what I'm saying, owning what I'm talking about, owning my activities, and not speaking beyond, right? Being a little bit authoritative. It can mean withholding a compliment or a comment. It can mean give one, right? And I find that kind of little bit of those ideas. Now let's deep dive into our framework. That I'm just giving a personal quick one. You know, we've developed something that can help people communicate tremendously, actually. And I encourage, you know, as we expand on this, I encourage the utilization of our framework because it's helped me tremendously. So why don't you deep dive a little bit into our framework?
So there's a couple pieces I want to touch on that. So yes, the app's an amazing practice tool around the framework to be able to prepare yourself for these conversations, practice the conversations in different circumstances in different ways so that you can show up more curious, right? You're going to show up with more clarity. So I want to back that one up. In order to practice these conversations or even have them, there's a prequel to this, you know. So let's say we're going to a networking event. Okay. Whatever that event may be, we're going to go to and everything's a networking event. I'm literally labeling it as that, right? We're going to go to a party. We're going to go to a, after practice thing. We're all going out for ice cream, whatever it's going to be. Or you're going to a business networking, chamber of commerce, whatever the thing may be, you know, there's going to be people there, you know, there's going to be people there. So Mike is being very clear on what is my intention here? What's my plan? What do I intend to do that? I'm going to go one step further on that. Let's assume you know who's going to be there. And you go, okay, I really want to connect with Mike, right? Mike's going to be at this event. I want to be able to have a conversation with Mike at the event. So you can set it up to set yourself up for success. You can shoot Mike a text before the event. Hey, man, we're gonna be over there tonight. Can I grab 5 minutes with you? So that you don't have to interject yourself awkwardly into go finding Mike, right? You're basically setting an appointment with Mike at the event. So you can be intentional about who you're trying to reach out to. Everybody's probably going, well, I like my conversations to be more organic and develop that way. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about being very purposeful in doing this. So you don't make the awkward, weird comment of, you know, hey, I didn't watch that game at all, but I heard it was really cool. Nobody cares, right? You're just trying to invest yourself into that versus if you just go with intention to what Mike is saying here, what is my goal? What's the purpose of growing that relationship? What do I intend to get out of this conversation? When you start with the end in mind, now you can build upon the framework. So now you'll be able to go, okay, well, I need to have a role play conversation with Mike. How am I going to start this conversation? That's where the app comes in. Now you get to use the tool because you've set the appointment. You've set the structure of, I know I'm going to talk to this guy or this gal or this person or for any of those, right? So let's take that into a slightly different context. If you're a human resources person, you're not going to just walk down the hall and grab a hold of Mike and say, hey, I want to have a conversation, you know, say something awkward of, hey, did you watch that game? Hey, why don't you come in my office? We need to have a PR conversation. Whatever that's going to be, you're going to set the appointment. You're going to reach out. You're going to get on their calendar. Hey, I'd like 10 minutes of your time next week. It's the same thing. And now you can have that pre-conversation to where you're going to have a structure. And the same is true when you start the conversation. When you go to start a conversation, state the intention of the conversation. Right? What is the point you're trying to make? Hey, you know, Mike, by the end of this, here's where I hope we get. Here's what I'd like to get out of this conversation. Set the tone of where you want to go and what you want to talk about. There's so many of us that try to be organic in it, but that's the problem. We're not good enough.
We're not good enough yet. And that's where practice comes in. Believe it or not, I've sent you material. You hear me. I'll be like at 8 o'clock at night and I'm driving and I'll be listening to a podcast because I'm always critical about how I sound. I'm always trying to improve the way I communicate. I'm always trying to improve information you and I talk about, flow of the show, content, cadence, you name it. And as I'm always in this zone of, okay, how good am I and how good am I not? I'm going to bring an analogy to the table about being prepared. I can't tell you enough. Like, I have a friend of mine that's a wonderful guitar player. The guy's he's in his early 50s and he's awesome. But when you see the guy on stage, he looks like shit. He's wearing like a baseball hat. His stance sucks. He looks like he's like a schlub from South Jersey, which he kind of is. But he's an awesome guitar player, but it gets lost I notice, like, when you look at a professional rock guy, they can look the same way, but they have a stage presence. They have a rehearsed thing, right? Or they've at some point put on a persona that transforms them when they're in front of an audience. And I can't stress that enough. Actors, movie professionals, speakers, politicians, you name it. If you've never rehearsed your stage presence or show presence, there's a delta there that, you know, listen, Tony Robbins could wear and look like a complete bum and still have massive impact because he's got presence. It's his persona. You know, when I was training a lot of clients, there was a stance I had. You can tell, boom, there we are, right? And it's weird. I looked at all my friends too, and they had the same thing. There's a body posture, there's a language. No matter what we were wearing or what we were doing, there was an attentiveness and a presence that flipped on, right? So part of communication is also that confidence and responsibility is your posturing, even if you're in a social setting. Sometimes if you want to change your impact on people and you want to change your influence and you want to increase your span, you're going to practice that as well, because people read emotionally what's going on before they even hear a word. They can see it. If you're tense, you're rushed, you're this, you're that, and they don't really know you, you're going to show it. And having a rehearsed behavior, remember, the idea about communication is giving and getting information with clarity. If you're trying to be of service and add value to somebody's life in a professional setting, you're trying to do as much peripheral work as possible to set the stage and create that tone before one word is even said. If you're trying to achieve a goal, then you're truly trying to be valuable, especially if you're in sales, right? Mm-hmm. Especially if you're in speaking, you want to bring that value, bring that transformation. Now, if you're in a social setting and you're just trying to be memorable, like I may not know, I may be at a party and I may not want to retain 15 people I meet as friends, but I want to leave 15 impacts on people that make me memorable so that when they see me again or when they're talking shit about me, at least they're like, hey, man, that guy's a good dude, right? Or, hey, I met that guy. He's a pretty solid guy, and he had a little something going on. That's the way I think about it now, right? When somebody meets me from now on, I want to be a little bit memorable. I want to be a little bit, whether it's positive or negative, I want to be a little bit memorable. And I'm really working on that. Now, as we work and work and work and work, sometimes it becomes more natural. A stage presence becomes more natural. I don't want to be the schlub anymore, man. I don't mind being a schlub. Like, I don't mind looking a certain way, but I'm never going to be a certain way. And that's a conscious decision because I want our message to be that much better. Now, when we say rehearsal, right, let's talk about the app a little bit more. Next week, May 13th or something like that, right? May 13th, where you and I are going over, is it May 13th or May 10th?
May 13th is the when you guys can check out the clinic.
Yeah, we're doing a clinic and we're talking about this communication platform that you and I have been always working to perfect. And obviously being podcasters and coaches and speakers, communication is our wheelhouse. So let's talk about that a little bit before we go further into.
Yeah. So let's talk about the stage presence with that. Let's look at the model. So the app is built on a specific piece of science that we have worked on. And this is, we boiled this way down to something incredibly simple. Okay. And the simplicity of this is every single person in every single conversation, period, go ahead, fight me on it. Send me the messages, reach out to me, DM me, whatever you want to do. Call me, send me smoke signals. Good luck. You can fight me on this.
Yeah.
Every single person is in one of three states. One of three states. This is an emotional state. This is emotional intelligence space. They're on one of three paths. They're either blue, orange, or red. What does this mean? Blue is aligned, open. Stage presence, right? Blue is open, is curious, is wanting to know more, do more. Orange is guarded. It's a little skeptical. I don't know you. I haven't met you. Maybe you're trying to sell me something. We're going to have to work. We're not in a relationship yet. And red is activated. Red is activated. So activated means I am heated. I am unhappy. I'm not cool with what's going on. You did something to me. I just feel really off put by you, whatever that's going to be. It's not just about the other person in that state. You need to understand what state you're in order to be able to get the ultimate goal of every conversation is for both of you to be blue. Both of you to be in alignment, to get to agreement. And this comes from psychology. This comes from sales. This comes from a lot of places, but we've boiled it down. This is what is true. Every conversation that has ever gone bad for you, it's because you weren't ready for it. You were in one state. They were in another state. You did not get to agreement. Frequently, and this is where Mike is talking about stage presence. Very frequently, when we go into an unfamiliar room, we are going to be orange. We're going to be guarded. We're going to be skeptical. We may be questioning whether we should be in that room or not, which means we are going to show up guarded. So if we show up guarded, we automatically put that presence, that energy into the space. When we go to have a conversation, you're going to throw somebody else guarded. Now you've got a long road. So the practice is making sure that anytime you step into a room, and there's some tactics and tricks for this that we can teach you otherwise. You've heard me talk about Ring of Fire before on some different episodes way back when, but there's a little bit of this. You've got to be able to step into that room in blue. You've got to be open. You've got to be aligned. You have to be seeking clarity. You have to be in that space of being curious in order to even start to judge the other person, what state they're in. And then we can start with the universal start questions. And then we can start marching down the paths to get to that alignment space. So that's what Mike's talking practice.
Let's be clear about something though. This is one of those situations where we're talking about, you're the kind of person that wants to leave an impact. You're the kind of person that wants to train yourself how to be natural at this, right? If you're a kind of person like me, I'm always guarded. I don't trust anybody. I don't want to give too much information because I don't trust what somebody's going to do with it. I don't want to waste my time talking to people that don't want to hear me anyway. And I'm very good at reading people really quickly and deciphering whether I even care about communicating, because I know they just want to suck the energy away and hear themselves talk to somebody. But I have to train myself to relax my body language. I can still be like that on the inside, but I can know going in to a social setting, especially a professional social setting, that I'm really trying to make a positive impact and sway with energy. And there's going to be people that I run into. So there's two sub-levels, not to get too deep, but I mean, I might as well. There's two sub-levels going on at every time. It's not a disingenuous way we're talking about going about things. This has nothing to do with manipulation. What this means is, as we're in these settings, because there's no take two, right? Like if you're at a networking event and you've either paid to go there, paid to get there, or you're at an event of some kind, you might as well maximize the time there. And you might as well say, okay, you know, I went to this event. Let me try to extract at least 1 to 4 positive things out of this thing, whether I'm learning more, I'm ready to apply it next week, I'm meeting new contacts, I'm trying to further the business along. There's got to be something you get out of it. There's got to be something you get out of everywhere you go. And whether you decide to use what we're talking about and red, green, blue, and yellow and orange, pink, and all these colors that we've come up with in terms of association, that's on you. But we, I think, have unearthed the simplest formula, and we've laid out a very simple formula when you're trying to train yourself to up level a little bit in terms of how to deploy this. And the more you practice understanding this, the more valuable you become, and the more you get aligned, and the more you actually transform as a person. I have transformed a little bit as a person. You know, when you first met me, I was really a hard guy. And
the first conversation we ever had, if I look back at that one, Mike was orange bordering on red, super guarded, almost activated, just his overall state, his presence, how he showed up in the room. Just what his energy gave off and his tonality, the first couple of 5 words that he ever heard. That's where his energy was in that moment, right? And I could have assumed that is just who Mike is all the time. It's not who Mike is all the time. And that's where it is. But we're going to go deeper into this too, because some people are going to ask the question, well, you know, I'm an introvert. This is really, really hard for me. Totally respect that. You feel that direction. And this is for you. This is 100% in that space of how you're going to do it. And because if you're an introvert and you go into a room, you're orange. You are guarded. You are in back up against the wall. I don't want to necessarily talk to people. It's the same type of energy as that guarded, aggressive individual, right? That you just don't necessarily want to talk to. The introvert energy is the same thing. So this is for you of practicing getting yourself to blue, open, curious, asking questions. This is how we get engagement. This is how we get in connection and in rapport and in a relationship. I will use the Simon Sinek thing because there's not a better quote that I can play with. I know, yeah. You know, I'm a huge fan. People don't buy what you do. They buy why you do it. That is all about being open in your communication. And I'll leave it with that for today.
Well, I want to pick up on our next episode. We seem to be doing that a lot, which means that might be itching at long form, or we might have to do something with this, because you and I keep getting these great ideas and we, you know, keep going to the next episode. But literally, we are going to go to the next episode with this because we're running out of time on this episode. Hey, Jake and I need you to do a favor. If you could go on Apple, if you have an Apple account, and go on the Apple Podcast app and leave us a review, please. We have been told that we need more reviews on there from our marketing team. That would be great. Spotify, Apple definitely is regional, but Spotify also, that would be great too if you're on Spotify. They're global. So I need to actually kick that back to our boy Steve and talk to him about that. Anyway, so listen, guys, kick in next episode. We're going to go deeper into the red, blue, green, all the models and everything that we're talking about. For now, my name is Michael Liberace, and for Dr. Jake Clendenning, you were just live on Total Disruption. We'll see you next time.